The 12th day of the blessed month of Baba, the commemoration of the Archangel Michael. On the 12th day of each Coptic month, we celebrate commemorating the Honorable Michael the Archangel, head of the heavenly hosts, who stands at all times before the throne of the divine majesty on behalf of the human race. May his intercession be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, we commemorate the departure of Abba Demetrius I, the 12th Pope of Alexandria. On this day in the year 224 AD, the pure and celibate father, the fighter of lusts, and the vanquisher of nature, Abba Demetrius I, the 12th Pope of Alexandria, departed. This saint was an illiterate farmer and was married. He lived with his wife 47 years until he was chosen a patriarch. They did not know one another as married people, but remained throughout that period in their virginity and chastity, a fact which no one knew. When the departure of St. Julianus, the 11th Pope, drew near, the angel of the Lord appeared to St. Julianus in a vision and told him about this saint and that he was to be patriarch after him. God gave him a sign, saying, "Tomorrow a man shall come to you, having a cluster of grapes. Seize him and pray over him." Then Julianus woke from his sleep, and he told the bishops and the priest who were with him about this vision. So it happened on the next day that St. Demetrius found a cluster of grapes that was out of season. He carried it to St. Julianus to receive his blessing. The father, the patriarch, took him by the hand and told those who were present, "This is your patriarch who will be after me." And then he prayed over Demetrius, and they held him and kept him until the departure of Abba Julianus, whereupon they finished the prayers of ordination over him, and he was filled with heavenly grace. The Lord enlightened his mind, and he learned reading and writing. He studied the church books and their interpretations. Words of grace flew from his mouth when he preached. He established the reckoning of the epochs, by which the dates of fasting were determined on a fixed basis. Christians used to fast the holy 40 days, Lent, right after the Feast of Epiphany, as the Lord Christ fasted after his baptism. Then they fasted the Passion Week separately, celebrating the Christian Passover on the Sunday that followed the Jewish Passover. Some of the Christians used to celebrate Easter on the 14th of Nisan, which is in April, and that meant that they were celebrating with the Jews, not recognizing that the Christian Passover was to be in memory of the resurrection of the Lord Christ, which was after the Mosaic Passover. For that reason, Pope Demetrius took interest in establishing a fixed basis for fasts and Christian holy days. Then he appended the holy fast to the Passion Week. Pope Demetrius wrote in this respect to Agabaeus, the Bishop of Jerusalem, to Maximus, Patriarch of Antioch, to the Patriarch of Rome, and to others, and all approved of it and continued to follow his rules up until the present, except the Church of Rome, which deviated from that and followed since the 16th century the Gregorian calendar. To the popes of the Coptic Church, it was the prime credit in determining Easter Day, and they would thus send their Easter messages all over the known world so that the Christians would celebrate Easter on the same day, forming a universal joy. Because Pope Demetrius rebuked the sinners often and urged them on repentance and purity, some of them murmured and said, "This man is married. How can he rebuke us?" The Lord Almighty wished to reveal to the people the virtues of Demetrius. And so the angel of the Lord came to the Pope at night and said to him, "O Demetrius, do not seek your salvation and let others be destroyed with their doubt." The father asked the angel to clarify his statement, and the angel told him, "You must reveal the mystery which is between yourself and your wife to the people that you might remove the doubt from their minds." On the following morning, after he had celebrated the divine liturgy, the Pope ordered the people not to leave the church, and he took a red-hot coal and placed it in his wife's shawl and in his garment too. And then they went around in the church, and their clothes did not burn. The people were amazed at this miracle, and the Pope told them that he and his wife did not know each other as married people. The doubt was removed from the people, and they realized the purity of this father and his virginity. During his time, some opposing men appeared, whose names were Aclemos, Origen, and Orianus, and others who wrote forbidden books, and so Demetrius excommunicated them. During the days of his papacy, he did not stop teaching and confirming the believers in the Orthodox faith. When Demetrius had grown old and became weak, the people carried him on a litter to the church to teach the congregation. He was 105 years old, having spent 15 years unmarried, 47 years until he became patriarch, and 43 years in office, and then Pope Demetrius departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.